presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Shanghai Lil, after her quarrel with Jungle Jim, tried to get an assignment from the American consulate which would send her to India, but she was unsuccessful. While this interview was taking place, the plane bearing Jungle Jim and Peter Hawkins was forced down just after crossing the Indian border. In seeking information of their whereabouts, Jim and Hawkins met a white woman, a medical missionary named Myra Trent. She told them that she had a patient who was suffering from shell shock and that his name was Ronald Hawkins. At that very moment, back in Shanghai, the Indian hunter, Bhutan, ordered his plane made ready to fly to India in order to prevent Jungle Jim from uniting Peter Hawkins and his son, Ronald. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Jungle Jim and Peter Hawkins stand staring at the medical missionary, Myra Trent, who has just told them of her shell-shocked patient named Hawkins.
Will you repeat what you just said, Miss Trent?
Certainly. I said his name was Ronald. Ronald Hawkins.
We found him, Jim.
I hope so for your sake, old man. But we mustn't get our hopes up too high.
Now, tell me, miss, is your Ronald Hawkins about so tall, with black hair, blue eyes, and a little scar right on his cheek?
Yes, that describes him perfectly.
Oh, Jim, what did I tell you? You see, it's my son, Ronnie, all right enough.
Your son?
Yes, miss.
Oh, but Mr. Hawkins,
he... Oh, I know. He's not right in his head. I expected that. You see, Ronnie escaped from an institution in London before they got him cured. Just take me to him, miss. Take me to my son.
I'm terribly sorry. I can't do that.
You can't?
Why not?
Yes, why not? You said he was a patient of yours.
Yes, that's just it. He was a patient, but he isn't anymore.
He's dead? My Ronnie's dead?
I don't know. I didn't mean that, Mr. Hawkins.
Then what did you mean, miss?
I meant that your son is no longer here in Tansang.
He ain't?
Well, where is he now?
Yes, where is he now, miss?
I don't know.
What? You don't know?
No. One night about a year ago, your son disappeared without leaving a trace. He hasn't been seen around here since.
Blimey, disappeared without no trace. And here I was thinking we found him.
Well, that's tough, Peter. But I had a hunch we were riding for a fall. It all sounded too perfect.
I'm terribly, terribly sorry, Mr. Hawkins.
Oh, bless you, sweetheart, miss. It's all right.
Miss Trent.
Yes, Mr. Bradley.
Has Ronald Hawkins been sighted anywhere else that you know of?
Well, let me see. It seems to me that one of our workers reported at our last meeting in Mandalay that a man answering to Mr. Ronald Hawkins' description was sighted in the northern jungles.
Why, that tallies with that description the blinking hunter told me.
Yes, you're right, Peter. How long ago did you hear that, Miss Trent?
Well, about 5 or 6 months ago.
That was the time, too, Governor.
Tell me, was your patient in the habit of running away?
Oh, no. That's what made his disappearance so strange. He seemed perfectly happy. And then, one morning, he was missing, just as if he'd gone up in smoke.
Peter, I think we're on the right trail.
It looked like it all right, Governor. Oh, if he'll only stay put until we come to see a blooming northern jungle for him.
When are you going back to Mandalay, Miss Trent?
My leave starts in a couple of days. Why do you ask?
Well, you see, Miss Trent, Mr. Hawkins and I better get on to Mandalay as quickly as possible and get together equipment and elephant. And then we'll start for the jungle country.
Yes, but what has that to do with me?
I'm coming to that. I thought if you were in Mandalay while we are, you could get us some further information about Ronald Hawkins' exact whereabouts.
I should be very glad to try, Mr. Bradley.
Oh, that's well. Could you start any sooner than 2 days?
Well, perhaps.
As soon as we can get that plane of ours going, you come with us.
And if it won't fly?
If it won't fly, we'll wait and leave Pansang with you. But fly, walk, or ride, our next stop is Mandalay.
Back in Shanghai, after failing to get an assignment from the American consulate, Shanghai Lil goes to see the Foreign Relations Office of the Chinese government. It is there we find her now, talking with Secretary Kuang Fi.
Well, Kuang Fi, how's tricks?
If you mean, Mr. Lil, how is the Foreign Relations Department of the Diplomatic Office functioning? The answer is most efficiently.
Which in everyday language is okay.
Quite so. And with you?
How am I functioning?
Professionally, yes.
That's just it. Professionally, I'm not functioning at all.
I have often heard it said, let the tigers taste blood but one, and she will never again remain domesticated.
Are you by any chance referring to me?
Symbolically, of course, yes.
I don't know that I like those kind of cracks. But this time, I'll let it pass.
I simply meant that since your great Secret Service work in breaking up the Purple Triangle, everything has become too tame. Am I right?
Right as rain.
I am very sorry, but that is one of crosses you must bear as a result of your entering the Secret Service.
Well, I've worn this cross as long as I can.
What do you intend to do?
Get you to do something about it, Kwong.
I am sorry, Miss Devril.
Now, hold everything. Don't start to give me the diplomatic bum's rush. It's just like you desk warmers. You refuse before you even try to see what you can do.
None of us can do the impossible, Miss Devril.
Now listen. I'm raring to tear into another assignment, and I aim to get it out of this office.
One cannot obtain jade where no jade exists.
Oh, there must be some work for me to do, Kwong. China's a big nation. She must need things done all the time.
Why do you not see General Fuyang Sen?
Don't you suppose I have? He says I've done enough for one agent for a while. I'm on leave of absence to rest. But I can't rest until I get to work.
I'm afraid that you really have come to the wrong office, Miss Devril.
What do you mean?
None of the immediate national business is handled here. This is the Foreign Affairs Department.
Oh, I know that. That's just why I came to you, Kwong. I want a foreign assignment.
I see. Since you have picked out the kind of assignment you want, I suppose you've also picked the country.
That's right. It's India.
India?
What's wrong with that? There are lots of white women in India.
Yes, yes, of course. I was not thinking of that.
What were you thinking of?
Miss Devril, if you were given an assignment to India, when could you leave?
Listen, Kwong, you give me the assignment and I'll catch the train right this minute.
Sit down again, please. There is no immediate hurry.
Oh, but you do think there's a chance of me being sent there soon?
That I cannot promise. But if you are willing to take a chance...
Chance is my middle name. What have you got in mind?
Miss Devril, come back to this office at 4 o'clock, and I may have something to say to you.
Meanwhile, after getting the airplane repaired, Jungle Jim, Hawkins, and Kolo prepare to take off for Mandalay.
Turn the motors over, pilot.
Can do.
That's music to my ears, I can tell you, Governor. Now, I only hope we get this bus out of here.
Well, if the pilot says there's enough room, I guess that settles that. Now, let's see. We haven't left anything around, have we, Peter?
Not as I can see, Jim. Everything's right as a trivet.
All right, pilot. Let's get on our way.
Hey, wait. Half a mile, Jim. Miss Trent ain't here yet.
Peter, every moment we've been forced to hang around here has been that much time wasted from our search.
Yes, but we need Miss Trent's help to find Ronnie.
Her help would be appreciated, Peter, but we can't run our schedule to her whims.
Oh, I say, Jim.
All ready, pilot? Okay, get in, Kolo. You next, Peter.
I suppose I'd better... You might... Jim!
Yes?
Look, here comes Miss Trent now. I knew she'd show up. Hurry up a bit, Miss, hurry up.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Bradley. I was starting out. A woman came in from the hill country with a sick baby.
Oh, another minute. You've been too late, Miss Trent. Come
here,
on.
Get in here, miss. I'll give you a hand up. Come on.
Thanks, Mr. Hawkins.
All set, folks? Here we go for Mandalay. Pilot, give her the gun.
After an uneventful flight, Jungle Jim and his companions reach Mandalay. While Myra Trent goes to check up on the mission worker who last saw the missing Ronald Hawkins, Jim and Peter see about gathering equipment. We find them now interviewing a Dutch outfitter.
Yeah. Well, gentlemen, what sort of equipment do you want me to provide?
Well, we want 3 or 4 elephants and boys to handle them.
Yeah.
Plenty of ammunition for rifles and pistols and food for about 3 months.
Yeah.
And a trustworthy guide to take us into the jungles of Upper Burma.
Yeah, I see.
How about clothes, Governor?
Our personal equipment we'll pick up here in the stores, Peter. Well, my friend, what do you say? Can you furnish all that?
Well, I have been outfitting sufferers for 20 years. Excuse me, but I didn't catch the gentleman's name. Who am I to bill for this equipment?
Make it out to James Bradley.
Bradley? Jungle Jim Bradley?
Yes, why?
Oh, I have heard of you already, Mr. Bradley.
Blimey, you're famous, Governor.
I should be most happy to serve Mr. Bradley and...
My name's Hawkins.
And Mr. Hawkins. But I'm afraid it will be rather difficult to fill your order.
Difficult? Why, you just said you've been outfitting safari for 20 years. What's so difficult about our order?
Yeah. But you see, gentlemen, elephants are very scarce this time of year. And then besides, my boys don't like to go into the upper jungle to know.
You mean to say you won't furnish us with this equipment?
I am so sorry, but I will be unable to do so.
Say, listen here.
Good day, gentlemen.
Say, it's not like agents to turn down money.
No, it ain't, Governor.
Blessed if I can understand why he refused.
Yeah, and we can't get a native boy to work for us either.
What's up? Peter, we're being boycotted.
Boycotted?
Yep. Somebody's got it in for us. And I think I know who it is.
Who, Governor?
The one man who knew our plan. That Indian hunter of yours.
What? Bhutan? Oh, crikey, Jim. Bhutan's all right. Didn't he tell me about my son being in India?
Yes, but then he shifted his story for some reason or other. I tell you, Peter, we've got to keep our eyes open every minute from now on.
That very moment, in another hotel in Mandalay, the mysterious Bhutan is talking with his faithful henchman, Gunga Doro.
You have carried out my order, Gunga Doro.
Quite so, Master.
It is a good thing we reached Mandalay ahead of Jungle Jim. When he failed to show up on schedule, I began to think he had changed his plan and decided not to come here.
I also.
If we had only thought to have made inquiries and found out who Bradley's pilot was, he might never have reached here.
That was a mistake, Bhutan. But perhaps before long, we can make up for it.
Most assuredly, Gunga Doro. I shall think of something to suddenly alter his plan.
I have some good news for you.
Good news? Oh, what is it? Come, tell me quickly.
The orders you sent regarding the Tiger's
Claw.
Yes. They are successful.
Good.
The Society of the Tiger's Claw has acted.
You mean the Society has managed to bring pressure to bear on the guide?
Yes, Master. And also on the equipment agent.
Mm.
Jungle Jim Bradley will not be able to find equipment here. We will have time to send word to...
What? No name. Even the walls have ears, Gunga Doro.
Yes, Master.
This is good news indeed. See that the agents are rewarded for their cooperation in boycotting Bradley.
Yes, Bhutan. Your will shall be obeyed.
Jungle Jim Bradley will regret the day he decided to come to India. The Society of the Tiger's Claw knows how to deal with spies.
What has Jungle Jim done to incur the enmity of the Society of the Tiger's Claw? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will be shown in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest supplement of humor and adventure, the Comic Weekly, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Little King, Bringing Up Father, the Katzenjammer Kid, Toots and Casper, Barney Gogel, Flash Gordon, and many, many others. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.